One of my favorite things we get to do in the Brian Golf Show. Hello, it's been a minute. I know we took 2 weeks off. Next week and the week after are going to be a little weird because we're doing some out of town stuff. Man, can I just, before anything, before I tell you the show is presented by Pinned Golf and go on a little tangent about Pinned Golf, I've got to tell you, there is so much good stuff happening in the world of golf right now. And that means for Mel and I, in the world of golf clubs, we've just been so busy. Everything. I have had zero time for anything, barely my family at this point, which is, hey, it's a good thing when you're seeing three and four players a day, fitting three or four players a day beyond your business hours. You know, I don't know if I'm trying to like cram it all in right now. I don't know if it's going to get to a point where it slows down at all. So I'm kind of like, I'm just accepting that we're just slammed right now and maybe it'll cool off a little bit, but I'm definitely not complaining, but I am sorry. And I never apologize for the lack of something, but wow, we have just been so focused on what's going on in the doors here. And then the next couple of weeks, I got family coming to town, which will be fantastic to see my grandma and grandpa from Indiana. That's you know, neither here nor there, but that's kind of what we got coming on. And who knows, got some golf tournaments coming that I'll talk about, touch up on just a little bit. But it is the Brian Golf Show, first show since the Masters. It's presented by Pinned Golf. They have the new Ace, which I've now used for a total of 27 holes. And I'm telling you right now, I told Pinned this. I said, you know, it's a little slower to get the yardage, but it just gets the yardage one time and that's it. There's no question. And once it has it, it has it. And they were telling me, they said, look, yeah, the blackjack would find it pretty quick, but we sacrificed a little bit of like a half a second in speed to get a more accurate reading. And no complaints from this guy so far. I mean, you can get your Ace rangefinder. It's $300 rangefinder. You can save $125 on it when you go to pinnedgolf.com and use the promo code BrianGolf. My friend Jason, we were playing at Timmy Q this past weekend, and I thought he had his blackjack out because I know he got a blackjack, but he said he accidentally left it at home. So he had this Bushnell, and I'm telling you, it was shit. It's just straight up. And I know Bushnells are great, but I'm just saying his specific one, I understand why he was frustrated and why he actually prefers the Pinned Blackjack. So you can still get one of those. Everything at pinnedgolf.com you can save with Brian Golf promo code. But the new Ace has that HD LCD display that I love so much with the USB charge. 50 plus rounds. I have never charged one of Pinned Golf's rangefinders. So pretty cool. No batteries. Don't got to worry about it. Just charge it once every 50 rounds, give or take, and you'll be good to go with that. So first show since the Masters. I didn't really do, like, you know, Johnny and I did like a little pre-Masters get up. But then after that, I was like, I'm not going to go on the microphone and pretend that I was pumped about Hideki Matsuyama winning. I just wasn't. And that's it. I don't got anything else. I was just, good Masters. Good for you, Hideki. I've never been a fan any way, shape, or form. And I know he's a pretty popular win on tour. But friends, I don't give a shit about that. I'm all about what's good for my enjoyment, and I didn't get any out of Hideki. I don't even remember who I picked. That's how like long ago this was. I'm trying to go down and pick who I thought was going to win, and I can't even think about it. All I know is, oh, I picked Spieth. Yeah, duh. Hey, Spieth had a good little run there for a minute. And then stalled on front nine on Sunday. And that just, you just can't get it done if you don't make up some ground on the front nine. But I was kind of, you know, through that, I was rooting for Zalatoris, definitely. You know, and then at a point, Xander made it interesting. It was a good Masters, but I am already ready for the PGA. And I'm just going to go ahead and pick Jordan Spieth for that one and get the career Grand Slam because that would just be amazing. But I don't feel like any golf has really been played. I know they just did Zurich, and they had RBC and Stuart Sink won, and then the Aussies, you know, Mark Leishman and Cam Smith won Zurich. That was amazing. I loved every second of that. Seeing Cam win again in a playoff was cool. He's a Jacksonvillian, and, you know, a lot of people love that man. He's a good guy. Got the mullet power there. You know, Leish with the fake mullet was pretty awesome, so all those things were really cool. But my mind's on the PGA Championship at Kiawa. Let's get there. Please. No more PGA Tour golf talk. I actually came up with this idea because of everything going on at the shop. I wanted to make some things make sense for you, not buying from us, but buying golf clubs right now in these, we'll call it COVID times still. It's like the COVID hangover, right? And we'll just see if I can help you through your buying experience or improve your buying experience, because turnaround times are pretty insane right now. You know, so I thought, well, why don't I break down potentially the situation and what's holding up your clubs? So, you know, it's like, we're seeing people here at the shop come in and go, well, I love it. I'm ready. How long? A couple weeks? Yeah, you're like, seven weeks. The good news is your driver will be in 2 weeks, but the irons struggle. Irons have really been a struggle. So here's just a couple things that I thought going on. This will be a fairly fast podcast for me. I got, plenty to do in the build shop. I got to get back to it, but I wanted to get the pod out there for you. As I'm saying, like, turnaround times are so bad. So it's like, you know, whether you're getting them from someone like me or a massive club fitting company, or you're just like getting them straight from the OEM, there's like a lot, you know, a lot of custom orders are going to take some time. So you go get it stock and boom, it'll be there if you go, you know, to your superstore, your Edwin Watts. But if you're wanting one tick of custom, you know, some kind of customization, you're screwed, and it's going to take a long time. Like, I've seen OEM sites say certain sticks aren't going to be available till July. I've seen August. Now, some sites, like TaylorMade site, is doing a good job, and this is good for anyone in the industry showing, like, hey, look, this is straight from the horse's mouth. Is that the expression? I think it is. I think I've actually had this situation on the podcast before where I've said that and been like, wait, is that how that works? So straight from the horse's mouth. You go there and it shows you, like, hey, the heads are in 2 weeks. The shafts are 4 weeks. The grip is 6 weeks. So we'll touch up on this here in just a little bit. But I know a lot of custom club companies are out there saying about 5 to 7 weeks. And, you know, that's not crazy far off from those numbers, you know, and everything we're seeing. But it really depends on what you're ordering and how you're ordering it. So think of it this way. We can order, and I'm just going to speak for Brian Golf, our company. We can order golf clubs a couple different ways right now. All right, you can get it how we normally do it, which is ordered in components. We do the full custom build, and we're not talking like, you know, close to your spec. We're talking exact specifications down to the swing weight, down to the, you know, quarter of a degree of loft and lie. Length is within an eighth of an inch. You know, like, we have very tight tolerances here. But you can also order clubs, you know, from the manufacturer, the OEM, to where they're building it. Now, that'll save you a little bit of money, maybe. Sorry, not sorry. When you're having somebody build it to spec, it costs an extra bit. You're buying each piece. It costs more to get it, and it takes more time, and it takes, sorry, but one person, I'm raising my hand, people like me, one person to build that golf club. Okay, I am the beginning, middle, and end. So if there's something, you know, wrong with that club, it's definitely on me. If there's everything right, then it's definitely on the golf club. that's how we'll say it. All right, I'll take the credit for when it's bad, because it's hopefully not too bad too often. But things do slip through the cracks. For the most part, though, we are so specific with things. Look, that time and energy and effort, it's going to cost you a little bit more. Again, sorry, not sorry. But look, there's crazy things going on that you might hear that are God's honest truth. Like, if we're talking about you're ordering 4-through pitching wedge and your 8-iron might be what's holding up your order, that's a real thing. It could even come down, like, on the component side, we have it to where it's like, no, your 5-iron shaft isn't in stock. Everything else is good, but your 5-iron shaft is on back order. As soon as something like that happens, you are struggle bussing. You're going to wait on that one club. I had a player send me his Cobra MBs, clubs I'm very familiar with building. His name was Sims. He sent me his irons, and we put some Project X LZ Blackout 6.5s in them, I believe. And the 8-iron was back ordered. So I'm sitting there waiting, you know, I have his head. So I'm like, oh, look, I'll just get the head weight of this and we'll see how far we go. And then I'll just keep waiting on the back order before I build the set. But then I said, screw it. I got the 8-iron spec. Let me just send out every club but that 8-iron. My man Sims had to wait an extra 7 weeks to get his 8-iron from the rest of his set, all based off of just that one shot being on backorder. And that is a real thing that's happening right now. So it's crazy, but it is true. And I have people all the time, you know, we had a situation with a company, I don't want to name names on this company, just in case they're sensitive, but they were saying that 6-irons and 9-irons or 6-irons and 8-irons, something like that, they had a certain amount that didn't pass their quality control. So there were sets out there that they couldn't fulfill when they ran out of the full, you know, 5-through-8 wedge or 5-through-pitch, 4-through-pitch, 4-through-8, well, like whatever, you know what I'm going with here. Because they're, the 6-iron, they ran out of 6-irons or 8-irons or something along those lines. So those situations are happening, and it's really tough for a player and a consumer to understand that, but it's real life, and it's kind of one of the challenges we have going on right now. Another big one. It's actually maybe the biggest one, grips. Grips are very, very rare right now. There's like, you know, Golf Pride is trying their hardest to catch up to orders. There's big box stores. There's all these other companies that they have struggled to fulfill grips to distributors and OEMs and all of that. So, and I'm not just saying Golf Pride, but I just know specifically, you know, like the MCC Plus 4 and the standard and the midsize. That's my most popular grip here. I don't know if I just love it so much. And when I talk about it in a different tone, or if I just understand some of the benefits of it and the feel and whatever. We're in North Florida, you know, it's got a little bit of cord and it's a little bit of cushion all in the same time. I don't know if I just sell people on that, but that's our most popular grip here. And it's tough to get. I mean, they are gold, you know, so grips are really tough. So we've actually resulted into going to like Edwin Watts here in Jacksonville. Or even like if we're on that side of town, we'll go to the PGA Tour Superstore at the town center when we're in a pinch and a player is looking for a specific grip. We'll go do that to fulfill an order. Obviously, that's not a way to be financially successful, but to get shit done, that's kind of where we're at right now. It's kind of the way, you know, we've got to navigate through this tough time when it comes to grips, because there's just a shortage of grips. You go to grip websites, and they say there's like a national shortage of grips and all of this. So, you know, you might have to do the same thing. You know, my tip is when you're ordering some clubs, see if you can't get someone on the phone from the OEM or you know, wherever you order clubs from, and just be like, look, whatever grip gets them to me the quickest, that's no upcharge, I'll take it. And then you go get your grip somewhere else, maybe locally. If there's some in stock at a local store, you know, you could do that. I would, though, caution you, Do not resort to eBay, okay? Like those too good to be true deals on eBay, do not do it. I just recently had a friend who got some MCC Plus 4 midsize. They were gray and got them for like $7 a grip. It's like, this is amazing. This is my favorite grip. They're normally like $6 more than this. Yeah, they weren't Golf Pride at all. They said Golf Pride. They kind of looked a little bit Golf Pride-y, but the cord was a little yellow. They didn't feel quite the same, and they didn't even actually smell the same. And the markings on the interior of the grip down there at the mouth, yeah, they weren't the same either. So that's kind of a big one there. But I would look at that, you know. So for us, we've kind of tried to combat turnaround times on golf clubs, especially drivers. It's really tough on irons. You know, like we're selling a lot of Sim Max and Sim Max OS irons. In the actual stock form, the KBS MT85. So we've actually, you know, we have some of those sets on hand are pretty quick, you know, but that's like the one thing that we've just had a lot of success with real quick, that we're like, you know what, let's just, they're a good price point. It's not too risky to have them in hand. But other than that, like drivers, you know, we've been trying to have as many popular heads and shafts that we've had through fittings in inventory. So like we have a lot of Sim 2 8 9 degrees in stock, Epic Max LS and Epic Speed 9 degrees specifically, and then TSI 8 9 degree. Those are kind of dominating right now. So we've got those pretty much ready to roll out. And I know a lot of companies have that. I guess the cool part about us and this one man band, you know, as far as me fitting and building, and then you got Mel kind of managing everything on the back end with numbers and also kind of ordering and telling me, hey, let's fulfill this order now, let's do this now, as far as can you build this, can you build that, you don't get in a queue necessarily when you're with me. So if there's a driver that we have in stock, if it's ready to build, it's just one club, let's build it, right? So I do that and fulfill that order. Where a lot of other things, when I've got multiple builds to do, full builds, big iron sets and whatnot, there is a queue to that. There is an order to that. And I guess like a, when it, in, not an importance level, but there's just a priority as far as that goes. And we have rush fees and things like that if you really want to skip the line. But right now, I mean, like a single club, I'm not going to just let it sit there because it's not your turn yet, especially when I have the driver in stock. Biggest challenges? God, ping. Ping woods have been really tough. Ping anything has been really tough. Actually, we're online as a ping fitter, and yet I only have 3 club heads, and I had to kind of like separately buy those club heads. I didn't get to the big order we put in for a bunch of ping. None of it showed up yet, and that was like 3 months ago. So a little bit of struggle bus there, but like popular shafts like Fujikura Ventus, you know, I like just reached out to my guy Brandon at Fuji and was like, yo, what do you got? And he's like, we got black 7X. I go, send them, give me them all, whatever. I know I'll sell them. I know we'll get people fit into them. I know we'll fulfill online orders with them and all of that. But geez, trying to get like a blue 6X or something like that, or a 6S is borderline impossible, you know, 6X in a black as well. I mean, like all this stuff, it's just so hard. And so as soon as they come in, we're loading up on those because we know everybody wants those. MMT from Mitsubishi, the TX, the 105 and the 125, they just got sent straight to tour, I guess. So unless you already had inventory of them laying around, or maybe you're getting them off a website like Golfworks or something like that, like I can't order those until they're back to the fitters like me. And until then, they're on tour. Damn you, Ricky Fowler. He did it all. I actually don't understand why they're sending those shafts to tour. They're great. But I really think they're going to do better for the norm than they are a tour player. But that's just me, in my opinion. And we all have one of those. You know, Callaway on irons. Callaway and TaylorMade have been pretty quick. I know there was like the beginning of the P770 release and the 70MC, 70MB, those were pretty slow, but they're getting really, really good about that. And we're good about always having a few sets on hand. So, you know, that's something we can fulfill pretty quick. And selling the hell out of Apex MB, you know, I just actually just put some in the bag. Hey, golf club talk, personal golf club talk. Yep, built them up, got 4 through 9. Got a new pitching wedge, an RTX Zipcore pitching wedge from my buddy John on a tour with Cleveland and Trixon. And then I got my my RTX Zipcores 50, 56, and 60. Been a little strong on the 56 and 60. So, man, I got golf clubs, y'all. Nothing else has changed. That What's in the Bag video is going to be my next video that I drop on YouTube when that time comes. Hopefully it's in the next week. I will not have time to do it in the next week. I'm hoping after the next week, I will have time to film it a little bit. So, let's see. What are some other things? You know, a situation we've been having lately, too, is because of turnaround times. And, you know, nobody's really... they don't like waiting 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks for clubs, right? Nobody likes that. But we've had situations where players are just kind of picking their second best choice and going, I like those irons. You can get them quicker. Cool. You know, sometimes the Titleist takes a while. So they'll go, you know, those Apex MBs or those X-Forge CBs, the Apex MB, whatever. Those perform pretty close. I did like them. I just, you know, the T100S or something like that, which is a monster, performed a tick better, things like that. Sometimes people will go the second route, right? So the second choice, I should say. And I don't know how I feel about that yet, but, you know, like, hey, if they perform, you get them quicker, you're happier. That's all I care about. You know, obviously, it's your buying decision. But I think if I'm in that same position, I would just kind of wait. And I have waited a little bit. So, you know, I'd want to, I don't know, if you're thinking you know, you want clubs right now, you got to just bite the bullet. You know, you've got to rip the Band-Aid off, pull the trigger, and go get your clubs. Because those turnaround times, like if it's backordered now and that turns you off and you're like, well, I'll just wait 5 weeks until they're, you know, ready to roll. You're just going to be waiting that much longer when it's all said and done. So I say just get on it now, go get fit, go get your clubs. When they arrive, it will be worth it. I swear. I'm sure. You just don't want to compound like the waiting. You don't want the back order to turn into an even longer wait. You know, I don't know. And another thing is if it's worth noting, I mentioned it earlier, is like if somebody has inventory and you're just looking for a stock set, just go buy the stock set, you know, or go retro build them. You know, if you go into a big box store and you just see like they've got a 4-3 pitching wedge and the Mizunos you want, you don't want to wait 5 to 6 weeks and the shafts are meh, you just get them and then go get them rebuilt. You know, you'll pay a little extra, get the shafts you want, but who knows? Ask for the poles back from the builder and sell them on eBay or sell them to your friends, whatever it may be. You know, there's situations like that that you can do it. I just, you know, there's a lot going on. And custom-wise, I feel like it's going to be like this for a little bit. There's companies we still can't even get their clubs, and we're not even trying. Speaking of Cleveland Trixon, like, we're not even selling Cleveland Trixon. Nope. Not gonna do it. Yeah, hopefully that helps you a little bit if you're trying to buy some clubs. If you have questions on that, I mean, feel free, email me, briangolfllc@gmail.com. And, you know, we can kind of give you the runaround on turn. Not the runaround, that's bad. Isn't that what you do when you're, like, bullshitting somebody? We'll give you the lay of the land, and we will give you the truth on turnaround times if there's something you are specifically looking for. And, you know, sometimes if it's something special, sometimes I'll just kind of send you somewhere else where I believe they might have it in stock. I'm okay losing a sale here and there if, you get what you need and I can't fulfill your need. Sound like a good deal? Cool. So my wife ended up letting me do U.S. Open qualifying. So I'm doing that next Monday. I'm playing a Plantation Bay. I don't even know how you say the golf course. It's like Club de Bonmont. I don't know. Looks like a pretty badass course. I've heard it's pretty hard, but I've got, I'm going to do the local U.S. Open. It's going to be so much fun and perfect time. You know, the one I care about the most coming, the, Florida Amateur Seminole Legacy in, Tallahassee. So kind of my theory is, let me use the U.S. Open qualifier as a warm-up event, like get the juices flowing, get me nervous, get me, you know, get some of the shit out of the way, or see how I perform and, you know, use that as kind of a springboard into the Florida Amateur qualifier, which I have done that kind of situation before, and it's worked out decent for me. Only once have I gotten through. Let's keep that in check. First time I tried, only once have I gotten through to the Florida Amateur. So hopefully this year I'm a little more prepared and we can get through, go play Stream Song. That'd be pretty badass. So we'll talk about that, a little tournament golf after next week. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate it, as always. I gave you the email. Reach out to me. Instagram as well, Brian Golf. That's Brian with a Y. It's the Brian Golf Show presented by Pinned Golf. Thanks for listening.